Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
Are you hungry? Well, how about a recipe for good old Southern fried catfish and hush puppies that will make your mouth water? Hello, this is Sammy Lee. In just a moment, I'll give you a recipe from the Catfish Institute that you'll just simply have to try. But first, this message. Need a good idea for supper tonight? Well, I'll spell it out for you. C is for cashew crusted with tomato basil cream. A is for almondine. T is for Thai-styled lettuce wraps. F is for fillets with firecracker sauce. I is for in-tangy orange sauce. S is for southwestern pan-fried. H is for honey barbecued. Put it all together, and it spells catfish. Not just the most versatile fish you can buy, but because it's U.S. farm-raised catfish, it's the cleanest and healthiest fish for your family's meals. Get these recipes and more at uscatfish.com. Well, if you're like me and you love good old-fashioned food, then you just can't do any better than Southern fried catfish and hush puppies. And here's a recipe from the Catfish Institute that will make your mouth water.
Well, we'll start with the hush puppy batter. You'll need 2 cups of self-rising cornmeal, 1/2 cup self-rising flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of sugar, 1/2 cup of grated onion, 1/4 cup of finely chopped bell pepper, 1 cup of buttermilk, and a large egg. In a mixing bowl, you'll whisk the cornmeal, flour, salt, and sugar together and get all the lumps out. In another bowl, combine the onion, bell pepper, buttermilk, and egg. Then you mix the wet ingredients into the dry and stir them up well to combine. Let that batter sit for about 15 minutes. Now let's get to the fish. We're using 8 6-ounce U.S. farm-raised catfish fillets, patted dry. We'll need 2 cups of corn flour, some salt and pepper, and of course vegetable oil for frying. Season both the fish and the corn flour liberally with salt and pepper. Then put your corn flour in a bag, add the fish pieces one by one, and shake until completely covered. Set the coated fish on a wire rack and let it dry a little bit while the oil heats. In a deep pot or fryer, heat at least 4 inches of oil to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Drop the fillets into the hot oil, being careful not to crowd the pot, and fry them up till they're ginger tan and delicious, about 4 minutes or so. Then you'll remove them with a skimmer or a slotted spoon, set the fish on the rack to drain, and fry those hush puppies up. Now, using the same oil, there's a secret to making your hush puppies fry up crisp and light, and it's on the Catfish Institute website, which Sam will tell you about in just a moment.
Man, I am hungry beyond belief. I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this. For more great recipes on how to prepare U.S. farm-raised catfish, simply go to the Catfish Institute's website at uscatfish.com. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
And by U.S. farm-raised catfish,
the healthiest fish from pond to plate.
Follow Tight Lines on Twitter at www.twitter.com/tightlinesradio.